Avidui shenagu boy kol Yisrael aval chatonu v'hu ikar avidui. Shita Rambam over here has to be clarified a bit. The Rambam over here is saying that the ikar avidui is expressing a general vidui, the fact that we're chaytim. And therefore it's a Gemara, it's a machlekes in Gemara happens to be, seemingly, and the Rambam is going with this Gemara peizayin on the debates, that the ikar vidui is, that's the ikar vidui. The question is, and I'm personally, it bothers me very much, I don't have a clear malach, I worked quite seriously at it. How to fit the Shita Rambam over here with Shita Rambam in Halacha Gimel? In Halacha Gimel, the Rambam passed in Tzorech Lifrit is Achet. It's Machlekes Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yudi Ben Bova. And the Rambam over there is passing not like Rabbi Akiva, rather like Rabbi Yudi Ben Bova, that Tzorech Lifrit is Achet. It's Machlekes in the Gemara. Pevovim with Beitz, had a darsh in the drosha from Onochotam as a chato gedoyla v'yasu le'melei hezov. Point of Yudiv and Bava, we darsh and we learn from there that you need to specify the chait. Masha Enke, according to Rabbi Kiva name, v'yasu le'melei hezov, Moshe Rabbeinu was being melamed zchus in Klal Yisrael, that because they had so much gold, therefore they were nechshar. It was derech limud zchus, but mi ikar adin, even though it's an ein tzorch lefaret tzachet. So what's bothering me is then why over here is seemingly in Aloch Ches when the Rambam is referring to the video of Yom Kippur, the Rambam says that the ikar video is just the expression of chaton. So before I answer the etzim kasha, I want to explain the kasha even a bit better to make sure that it's clear. The as I already, I think, explained quite a bit, the Iker Vidu, which the Rambam refers to in Perek Aleph, let's say Halacha Aleph, and then to get again in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, during the process of Tshuva, the Vidu is the actual act, the Maisa Mitzvah of Tshuva itself. So when a person is doing specific Tshuva on a specific Avera, which he did, which includes, as the Rambam will say in later Prokim, an essay, a loisase, whatever level of severity, together with a bad habit, a bad midarah, also needs a tshuva, and tshuva d'oraisa, and v'hisvadus hashomam. And you have, and that has all the gdorim of Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that a person has to specify exact detail of what was done wrong, and much more than just expressing the act. He's supposed to go into the understanding of what the cause of the chait was within himself, and he has to express his embarrassment. He has to express in a full way how he wants to change. He doesn't want to remain the same person. He doesn't want to remain connected to the chait. And he has to elaborate all of that as part of his vidui. That's the personal vidui, which the Rambam speaks about in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and then Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. That's not the machlokes, whether you have to be mefarat, you don't have to be mefarat. The nidoin, which we're discussing over here, is a nidoin. There's a halacha of a maisa mechaper. Yom Kippur is a matar, it's mechaper. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alicha matar eschem. To achieve the tahara and the kapor of Yom Kippur, that has to go together with a vidu, just like every korban needs a vidu, just like Malkus, just like Mises Besdin needs a maisa vidu. And that's a short vidu. Let's say by your korban, you don't have to go, you don't have to, and it's not even appropriate. You don't have to go into to elaborate the charot and the kabbalah. All of that. You just have to specify that this korban chatos is coming on the chait, which is coming on the chilul Shabbos, on the Friday night parshas Vayelech, etc. In Topshanayim Ches, Topshanayim Tes, Vizu Kaporosi, we specify that it's the, and this is the kapor for that chet. Genok. No, it's not the process of tshuva that vidui. It's shaykh to the Maisa Matayah. Now, seemingly, the Rambam in Halacha Gimel is referring, yes, to a Maisa Vidui by a Maisa Mechaper. Do you need to specify? You don't have to specify. And over there, the Rambam is asking, Rabbi Akiva, that you do have to specify. In Cain, what's bothering me is Yom Kippur is also Mechaper, also Matayah. Why over here does Rambam say that the Iker Vidui is Aval Anachnu Chotonu, which is a general Vidui? I'll just make another emphasis. The Bocha asked me a very good question. He asked me, the way I'm learning, the way I'm explaining, the Rambam, that there's a vidui on a Maisa Mechaper. He wanted to know, according to the Man D'Omer, the Yom HaKippur is Mechaper without Tshuva. Does it also need a vidui? Because what I'm learning, vidui is lav davke. There's the vidui, which is the process of Tshuva, but then there's another Maisa vidui, which is on the actual Maisa Mechaper. I like the question, which is true. Vidui, it's Shaykh to a Maisa Mechaper. Similar, he's raising a point. Could you have a vidui without a tshuva? The Rambam said in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, they call him Misvad B'dvarim V'lo Gomar B'libo Lazav. It's Demo Tel Lusheres B'yoda. And as we said, the whole vidui, the whole tahara doesn't even begin. Then we talk, you have to understand the Rambam, even though he paskins Yom Kippur needs tshuva, but the Rambam does paskin in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. We saw that Sura Mishtaleach is mechaper even without tshuva on the kalos, on all chayv ilavin besides chayv misses bezdin and ishvuas shoven sheker. All the lavim are miskaper in the Sura Mishtaleach without a tshuva. Now over there, the Rambam did say you need a vidui. Sura Mishtaleach, the Rambam said in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, Fishu Kapor L'Chol Yisrael, Kohen Gadol Misvad Olav, Loshen Kol Yisrael, Shenemer V'Yisvad Olav, Yisavoynes Bnei Yisrael. Lemaise, it seems that we find in the Sura Mishtaleach, you need a Maise Vidui in order to have the Kapora of the Sura Mishtaleach, and that's Mechaper even without a Tshuva on the Kalos. We pass Yom Kippur does need a Kapora, so it's Nishkin Nafkimina, but Yom Kippur is Mechaper only with Tshuva, but the question, the yes, is a good question. Now, over Shabbos, I was thinking, I don't have a clear-cut case where it's going to be nafkimina bezman hazeh, but I do have in the Hemshech HaRambam, and I want to read it now already to bring out this yisod. The Rambam, the next, in the Hemshech HaLocha, as HaLocha, Aved she'svad aleim b'yom ha'kipurim zeh choyzer m'svad aleim b'yom ha'kipurim acher. Afal pishua emet b'tshuvoseg. The Rambam is paskening, it's machlekes again in the Gemara, but the Rambam is going with him. Paskening, that a person who's done tshuva on aver, and he already passed the Yom Kippur and he achieved the full kapar and he's oimed in his tshuva, he already is past this chet. Let's say even it's a chet that he did a tshuva ilah. He did a great tshuva. He had a matziv. Let's say there's different examples of a good tshuva, a perfect tshuva. This is Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. Ezesh Shabol Yodai, the same Avera, and he held himself back and he didn't do it. We have different examples in Hilchas Eidus. In Hilchas Eidus, someone who was postulated because, let's say, he was Malve Beribis, or because he stole. So there's Halochas, how does he become a Koshel Eidus again? He has to, first of all, break the Kalim. He has to do actions which show that he's actually not shaykh to go back to it again. Someone who's mesachik bekubya, It's not enough that he is mekabel, and we see even that he had challenges of being mesachin the kubya that he held himself back. Together with that, he has to actually break the kubya, and he has to throw out the kelim which he played with, which he dealt with. And that's true. The Hilchas says this is the definition of a proper tshuva, which he becomes person becomes kosher leedus once again. Sometimes it goes together with the fact that he had the nisoyin again, and there's eidim were made to Bezdin that he was aiming nisoyin. That's part of the process of tshuva. Let's say someone who had a perfect tshuva, he became on the specific chet mushmein and pasul leedus, he became about tshuva gomer. Bezdin were machshirim leedus. They were knowing halacha lemaisa based on that. That they said a chalus kiddushin was chal because she was miskadeshes in front of him, and the second kiddushin wasn't chal. The mamash machriya and the psak of anishus is based on this hachlo of the beirur of his tshuva. Okay, and it comes Yom Kippur. He was misvade kedas v'chodin. By most Yom Kippur, he's totally clean. Totally clean. Halach is comes the next Yom Kippur. Rambam says, Chorzo misvade. He says the vidui again. On that chit which he did. He's totally clean. What's he being misvade? What do we see from here? We see over here that there's a maisa vidui, which is a maisa metaher. Even not bedafke together with tshuva. He's already holding past the tshuva. In this case, it's a great example because it's with a tshuva which was already done. It's not chas v'shalom a matzav of a vidui with toivah v'sheretz biyodai. But we do see that there's an individual maisa vidui which is a maisa metaher. And when the next Yom Kippur comes, where a person has the opportunity of standing again lifnei Hashem, he has again the taharas hayoyim of the kedushas hayoyim of Yom Kippur. And he's zeichet to be able to finish Hashem, he's zeichet to that tahara. In that matzav, a person is supposed to again make a maisa vidu. As I spoke on Friday, the maisa vidu is a maisa metayer. It's a maisa, it's part of the tahara. And therefore, it's appropriate even in a maisa aver which is already in ganzen the tshuva. In a nutshell, I'm saying, I'm saying that there's a maisa vidui on its own, even not as part of the process of tshuva. That's the nekuda. And it's maisa mentar on its own. Yes, Yon.
Why do you need another maisa mentar if you already have our tar from maisa tshuva?
Ein chanam, that's the nidur in the Gemara. And the Gemara says, kipsha ne'eit v'chatosi negdi somi, that even though you're totally tar, but that tendency to chet can zayin, there's something, pasht is that's the pshat, pasht is not man do omar, there's still something that a person could achieve higher madrigas and higher madrigas of tahar. Yes?
Doesn't the Rambam say that after a person is achieved from vidui, he's supposed to be so removed from chet, it's not like he...
It's as if he's a different person.
Right, so then why review himself as a person again?
Michad Gisa, he's a different person. But Midach Gisa, that same halacha that you're referring to in halacha, Rambam does say he's a different person. But Rambam does say in halacha Dalit that he's a different person. Any Hoisha also is an amazing. He also says over there there has to be tzoyek tamid, and tzoyek tamid means he has to pray forever that he should never slip again, that he should remain that different person. He shouldn't go back to that being that. Both things are true. He's different, but he has to realize there's the possibility of chait is still existent by him. As chatosi negdi somi, then he has to continuously daven for the future, no matter what. And over here, the Rambam says a chiddush, he has to be in the svada again. Now, so I'm bothered by this nekuda about Yom Kippur being the ikar vidui, general chatonu, when seemingly there is a din. In halacha gimel to specify. I'm not 100% sure the terrors. I'm almost don't know. It seems to me that the Rambam most probably he learned that they're two separate sugyas, even though there's a sugyan pei vav on the base speaking about machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Then there's sugyan pei zayin on the base speaking about Yom Kippur. And even though he generally paskins b'yesod that you have to be misvader, he has to specify even in ma'isim mechaprim, which I'm understanding. But Yom Kippur is something different a bit. Now, the truth is, if a person wants to achieve kapara for a specific chait, of course it's appropriate that he should specify. The Rambam never said not to over here. But there's the main nekuda which the Rambam is saying over here is that Yom Kippur, the main nekuda of vidui is a general vidui. The main nekuda of vidui, I'm not putting down the going into every single detail of chait, because Yom Kippur is a tremendous tool of tshuva. But the ultimate matzav is that we come to Yom Kippur already after we utilized the Asar Yomim. The Asar Simei Tshuva till Yom Kippur, and specifically the area of Yom Kippur, that the video of Mincha Yom Kippur is to come to Yom Kippur already clean. So we already did a proper tshuva on all the finer details. Me'al Shem Denoch, we're holding after it all. There's a concept there of Yom Kippur, which the Rambam says the Iker Vidui is speaking in general, Chatanu. And it's worth the emphasis that we have to appreciate there is such a concept of a general Vidui. What's the purpose of a general Vidui? And let's take, according to Rabbi Akiva, he holds it in general Mechaprim, there's no din to specify the Chet. And Moshe Rabbeinu, even by the Chet Egel, didn't have to specify, and he wouldn't have specified. He would have given a Stam Chaton. Hayas Lemeloy Yezov is for the reason of a Limud Zchus in that case. I think the Hesbet we find, and there's the Vidui of Rav Nissim Goen, which is said at Yom Kippur Cotton. There's also the video of Erev Rosh Hashanah. Very similar idea. I think that's from Rosh Sadia Goyim. Which is also a similar idea. Rav Nissim Goyim's video, he has a lashon over there that really, Ikar Adin, a person is supposed to be, would be only appropriate for someone to go into all the details. He says, but it's not Shaykh. Why not? But he says over there very strongly, shyness. He explains that the person in the video, he says, "Asher timeiso tiharti, asher tiharta timeisi, asher osarta hitarti, asher hitarta osarti." What's the ultimate idea in the video that's coming out from such an exclamation? I'm so far from you. I don't even know what's wrong. I'm already mixed up. I've built false ideas. I'm living in a sheker. I'm living in a matzav. I just know one thing. Chatanu, I'm far from you. I'm not in a good matzav. And I'm already... Things that I think are good are bad. Things which I think are bad are taki good. My hashkofas are already messed up. I'm mixed up in having the true feeling for the true values that I'm supposed to be having. That's a greater vidui, saying that I can't even be misvada, that I'm not even shaykh to proper vidui, because I'm not betoiras. We find such a vidui on a national level in Parshas B'chukoisei. The pasuk over there says, V'hisvadu savoynu mashamo alubi asher holchu imi bekeri. And then, once Klal Yisrael had that vidui, this v'zacharti and bris yishoynim asher yitzei yisrael mitzvah Yisrael le'inagim v'yisrael le'inagim ani Hashem. That was the vidui which was accepted. What did they say? One thing. There's one emphasis they emphasized. Asher holchu imi bekeri. We didn't take our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level of seriousness the way we should have. What's Hashem Holchu in Yibakeri? Rashi is, Belash, Derech Mikre. Derech Mikre. We didn't properly understand how the main center of our lives is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is our relationship with Him. We didn't take it seriously enough. That's the chait on a national level. The Klal Yisrael were misvad. Asher holchu imi bekeri. They said a general vidui, and it was accepted because that's the ultimate situation of the humbleness of recognition. I am so far, Hashem. You know the details of what I need to fix. You know all of it. I'm all messed up. The lack of capability of saying vidui, that itself is, when it's expressed in a proper way, that itself is a form of a vidui. We realize that we don't have the true values, that we don't know how to cry, we don't know how to do tshuva properly even. What do we want? We don't only, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say we don't want to be in a matzav of chatanu. We don't want that anymore. That's the main vidu. Now, I think that Rambam, of course, is not choylik. He says if a person did a specific chait and he did shuva on it and he's looking for a tahara, Yom Kippur is the right time that he should mention it. I don't know that standing with booklets and going through everything in the booklet is the right thing. If he uses the person as a reminder to do tshuva in a true, genuine way on something, of course it is. Or if it reminds a person on an area which Shitake did do tshuva on, and he's now standing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's specifying it, it's also, I think, appropriate. My greatest writer, that is the Hemshech Rambam. The Rambam says when a person, even an aver which he already achieved tshuva for in previous Yom Kippur, and he passed Yom Kippur, for 25 years he's had Yom Kippurs and he's totally clean from this chayt. The Rambam says it's still appropriate to mention it. What do I see from the Rambam? That it is appropriate to mention it. The Ikar Vidui should not go Kol Yisrael Anachnu Chotanu. And that's the main chiyuv Vidui of Yom Kippur, and that's the main avoid of Yom Kippur. That's called the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say a person has to specify everything, as maybe it would have been mashma from Perek Beis Halacha Gimel. I'm not exactly sure that Nikudah. But the Rambam, what is clear, is saying Yom Kippur, the main Vidui is coming to that recognition that we're far. Halachnu Imay Bekeri. And we have to change. And we want to change. If a person has specific things that he's not doing tshuva on, adarab, it's appropriate to bring it up. Why? That the mechaper Yom Kippur should be mechaper. But of course, that does demand a tshuva. A real, genuine tshuva. And if a person finds himself on Yom Kippur that he didn't do yet a genuine tshuva on a specific area, and he comes to suddenly realize, hey, I got to do tshuva on this, then he has to, more than just say the words of the chait that he did, he has to go back to Perek Aleph, Aloch Aleph. Tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the regret that you have. Why do you regret it? Do you realize what it, how it took you away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are you going to do about in the future? All that should go into the vidui also. If a person is holding it in Matzav Yom Kippur, that there's certain things that comes to hit him in the face, suddenly realize, I want to do tshuva. The real way of doing tshuva is back to Perek Aleph Aloch Aleph, to speak it all up, speak out your heart. And as Rambam says, a Perek Beis Aloch Beis, Tzorich Lisvadis Bisvosev Lema'im Yonis Eilu Shugomar Beliboy. The greatest matzav is that a person does it even before it comes to Yom Kippur. But if we find ourselves on Yom Kippur, of course we have to go for it all. And even on things which we already did a proper tshuva, we already had the vidui in the charot and all, it's still appropriate to mention it on Yom Kippur, but derech kapara. And I want a kapara for this also. But we don't have to get disheartened also, in that sense, that we have to get into everything, and otherwise we won't be zeichet to the tires of Yom Kippur. Because that general vidui is also a mechaper on Yom Kippur. That's anachnu chotonu. The truth is There's another nekuda which has to be emphasized, which I mentioned already on Friday in the previous halacha in Rambam. There's two viduyim. There's the vidui of the yochid and there's the vidui of the tzibur. In that sense, there's also a tshuva of the yochid, a tshuva of the tzibur, but there's also the kapara and the taharas yom kippur on a level of the yochid and on a level of the tzibur. Sora mishtaleach is a mechaper for all the averis. With tshuva. Without tshuva, it's only on the kalas. How could it be a mechaper without a tshuva? Rabbi Yosha Ber explained that it's not muchach, it's posh the svar be'etzem, an understanding of the havana, the halacha. Sarim Shalech is a korban tzibur. Who is it mechaper for? Loshan Rambam, Fishu Kapora Lekol Yisrael. It's mechaper on Klal Yisrael as a cloud. As the Loshan the Pasuk says, the Pasuk describes that it's a kapara for the cloud. Venoso Visvat Vasamach Aaron Shta Yodaval Rush Asur Hachai Visvat Olav as Kol Avonis Bnei Yisrael as Kol Pishem Kol Chatoiso. The Averis Chamuras, which are not Mechaper, without an individual tshuva, are Averis which a person through those Averis is not part of the cloud. Chorus, Mrs. Bezdun, person is cut out from the cloud. Elu she'elam chelik, they're not part of Klal Yisrael because of those averes. Knesset Yisrael, for those who are over on the chamuras, they're not part of Knesset Yisrael. Shvua shov and shvua sheker that has a chil Hashem, that's also not shaykh to kapor and Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael is v'nekdash to b'soich bnei Yisrael. The Knesset Yisrael is mekadesh Shem Shemayim in the world. In an individual being a mechal Shem Shemayim, he's separating himself from the mahus of what Knesset Yisrael is. Then kapora on the cloud, as long as a person is part of the cloud, he's a chelik from the cloud, who wants a kapora, who's awaiting kapora, he could achieve that kapora. Yom Kippur is mechaper lashovim, as is gepasim k'tahalocha. But l'chur the shamim saying yisod that the kapor lashovim is a person has to be considered a shov, a bal tshuva, that he's not. But a general matziv of recognition of chatanu and a genuine will to change and become better, that's what's needed for the basic taharas yom kippur. And that's the pshat in the vidui, Shinagim Gazel Chatanu, that's enough for the basic vidui of Yom HaKippurim. There's the idea which you've probably heard it from the Mashgiach. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that in order to achieve a Kaparas Yom Kippur, person has to at least have one Kabbalah that he's been Kabbalah upon himself where he feels in that he won't go back and he'll change, even if it's something minute. The soul has a whole mahalach and then he can be zoichet to the whole, even though he's not gonna, there's no yoyd all of yudat halumis on every single bad action that he did. But pshat is he becomes into the gedder of someone who's doing tshuva. And mainly Zoicha to the Taharas Yom Kippur. what's the lomdus going on in that idea? When a person recognizes that he's mizvah de chotosi, and I want to change, I want to be different, even though he's not doing a tshuva ilah, a proper tshuva, and all the fine details which Itaka has to fix, but he's already bichlal the gather of he's being a shov. If there's something where Itaka will definitely change for the good, even if it's something very, very small, but he's actually going to change, he's already part of the matzav of being a shov. And if he's part of being the matzav of a shov, then he could already be zoicha to the Taris Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is machaper lashovim, because he's standing in front of Hashem with the want to change. Of course, it's a shame not to use the opportunity of Yom Kippur to be zoicha to a true proper tshuva and all the things which a person has to take bishov. But even if he's not holding there and he's not using the opportunity at its fullest, he should never forget the special matan of what Yom Kippur is. It's a special mikveh tahara for Klal Yisrael as a klal. And as a klal, a person's part of the klal. And over here, it's more than the sarlaz also, because the Kedushas Yom Kippur is mechaper, specifically with the tshuva. If the person taka becomes in the gather of a shov, he could be zoicha to the tahara of the klal. And ki ayom ezei chaper alechem tahara eschem kol chataseichem lefnei Hashem titoru is true on an individual level, and it's also true on Knesset Yisrael as a Knesset Yisrael. Motzi Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael will be a whole different Klal Yisrael. It's a Klal Yisrael who is zoicha to a tahara on a national level, which we're much closer to the Rebbeinu level. On a national level, that's the Nitzochoy. That's the Klal Yisrael is a different Klal Yisrael. We're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than before Yom Kippur. We're a different Klal. That's the tremendous Simcha of a Motzi Yom Kippur. That's the Yisod of the Minig to sing the Kaddish Basra of Ne'ile as a march. It's a Nigud of Nitzochon. As Klal Yisrael, Chavuka Udvuka Boch, and the Yochid who stands suit to the Klal is part of the Klal, and he actually is one of the Shovim, even if he didn't merit to do tshuva in every single detail in its proper full form. But he changed his mahalach because there's something which should become better. He won't be the same as he was previously. He's going to become better. He is better. And that's a Yoydal of Yudat Talumis, that he'll never go back. He'll never be the same old person who he was. He's zoicha to the Taras Yom Kippur.